Good morning, I'm Celeste Headley. We have new economic data out this morning, and it seems to be somewhat mixed. The consumer price index was flat in July. That makes for an annual decline of 2.1%. That's the largest in almost 60 years. And just coming over the wires now, industrial production rose in July for only the second time since the recession began in December 2007. Louise Story is on the line with us. She's a finance reporter from our partner, the New York Times. Louise, is this good news or bad news?
This is good news. Even the inflation number is good news because it means the Fed can continue to flood the zone with cash. The Fed can keep working on the economy. If we had seen inflation going up, the Fed would have to pull back.
But the consumer price numbers are coming after that jump in June. So are we worried about prices falling now?
I don't think with 1 month of data that shows it's flat that it's going to be a big concern. I think it's going to be more of a relief to people that we're not seeing inflation concerns.
Okay, so what's the next big mile marker that we're looking for that'll tell us where the economy is going?
Well, we also got the industrial numbers today, which were positive, and those are really probably due to the Cash for Clunkers program, which sent automakers back to the plants to produce more cars.
And since we got the news from Ford saying they're upping production, those production numbers may go up even further.
That's right.
Okay. Louise Story is the Wall Street and Financial Business Reporter for our partner, the New York Times.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.